Okay, today is Daf Chaf Aleph. We're on Chaf Amud Beis, so there really wasn't anywhere to stop yesterday. We stopped. Okay, we have to go back a few minutes. So yesterday, we learned like this. The Iri made the following statement. The Iri said, where's that statement of the Iri? The Iri said on the second line where the lines get wide, Amar the Iri, Nishpara Mafreket, if the neck got broken, Virov Basar Ima, and Rov Basar with it, Nevela, that renders the animal or the bird a Nevela, and a Nevela means that there's a Tumah involved. So Rava, I don't have a Kasha, that's not a Kasha, so Rava asked the bomb Kasha. So Rava said, we'll go back, Amale Rava. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. Amale Rava, Amale Rava, E Kashali, Ha Kashali. If you want to have a kasha, I have a good kasha. A kasha is as follows. B'chim meisa omed a molik? Can you do malika to a dead animal, to a dead bird? In other words, if you do malika and you break the neck before you get to the kana and the veshet, right? If you do that, you've rendered it an avela before you get to the... You've rendered it an avela before you do the malika. Now, Rashi pointed out yesterday, we ended up yesterday with the Rashi. Rashi pointed out, don't tell me that you're also rendering it a trefa by cutting, right? Don't tell me you're rendering it a trefa, because you know what? That's what the Torah said to do. Rashi pointed out, that's true by Shechita as well. The minute you do rove or one simen, the minute you cut one simen, you've rendered the animal a trefa. It's not going to live now. Food pipe's been severed. How are they going to live? What's the answer to that? So Rashi said, well, keep on going. Yeah, if you wait 20 minutes, Taki made a trefa. That's called Shehiyah. Keep on going. And what happened? A few seconds later, you finished the Shechita. Ah, you made it a trefa. That's what the Torah required. So don't ask me that question. But Zairi, the Torah didn't require what Zairi said. Zairi said, if you do Malika on the, and you break the neck, which is what you do first, because it's impossible otherwise, you break the, you made it an avela. How could you not do malika? So says Rob, how could you not do malika? It's impossible. So, the question is a lot better than the answer. What? What do you mean? Right. Correct. Exactly. It can't be even a few seconds. Correct. What's the shear of Shia? I don't know. But you're absolutely right. It can't be even a few seconds. Right. You're absolutely right. You're right. It can't be even a few second pause is going to ruin the Shechita. Now, I always thought that the reason why it's going to ruin the Shechita is because the Torah said Shechita and Shehi is not Shechita. Now, Rashi's giving a little bit of a reason. No, because what happens is, if you do that, you're making it a trefa also. Right? He's giving a little bit of a reason. Right, exactly. That one bit. I would never have said that on my own. I'm not Rashi. I would have said, okay, listen. Torah said do it like this, so you can't fret, and you can't twist, and you can't do all these things. And one of the things you can't do is you can't pause. So Rashi's giving a little bit of a reason. You can't pause because you're making it into a trefa. Okay, that's something wrong with Rashi doing that. I would never have said that. But says Rava, how could the Iri say that you render it a nevela? That the Torah doesn't require that. Torah never said that. What are you doing? You're making Malika impossible. You're making Malika impossible. That's what you're doing. So, Amalei Abaya says back to Rava, doesn't answer the question. Abaya says, I can dump the question even stronger. I can pile on more questions. B'tikshi lach ola sa'ov. What about an ola sa'ov? Debai shnei simonim. An ola sa'ov requires both simonim have to be severed. Unlike a chata sa'ov, which only requires one simon. So all of the oath requires two. So the Gemara, and so Abaye said, "V'chimeisa omid molik." Same question. The question is stronger because now you have both simanim. So Amalei. So Rava says that to Abaye. Don't make it more complicated than it has to be. Hasam. The reason why you require both simanim, really, molik is only one simanim. If I know all of the oath, you require two. It's a separate halacha. Hasam k'dei l'kayim b'mitzvah avdola. There's a halacha. You have to separate the animal, the head. I get separate head, let's only do one simon. That's impossible. That's why you have to cut off both simon. That's why. This doesn't make my question stronger. This just makes it the same question again, Abaya. Doesn't make it stronger. So the Abaya is Ihachi Oranami. If that's true, Oranami. What does it mean, Oranami? Oranami, that what? Oranami, you should require to separate the hide, the skin as well, the or of the neck as well, to be mavdil, the roach from the guf. Why is Malika enough with both simanim without the or? So Gemara answers, because kol ma'akev b'shchita, ma'akev b'havdala. Whatever is ma'akev b'shchita, that's what's ma'akev b'havdala, which is what? Two simanim. Kol she'enu ma'akev b'shchita, and whatever is not ma'akev b'shchita, enu ma'akev b'havdala. It's not ma'akev b'havdala. Look at Rashi, three lines from the bottom. Kol ma'akev b'shchita, or hide, enu ma'akev b'shchita. Doesn't ma'akev. She'ilu kodem shchita. If before shchita, nital kol ha'or, you removed all the hide. Kshema, it's still kosher. What does that have to do with anything? Avol simanim shchita tala ba rachmana. What does shchita matter? The simanim. Lechatchilu kulu, the Rashi throws this in, I don't know why Rashi throws this in. Ulechatchila kulu boy, lechatchila, you should check the whole thing, the whole simon. Because it's not for kavana shochet. B'di'evet, we have a din called Rubo Kekula. It really says, I don't know where Rashi threw that over here. Of all places, on this Gemara, nothing to do with anything. Then Rashi Hilgach ka b'havdala ma'akvi. So by havdala, again, the simanim as ma'akvi. The hide, the leather, the skin, it's not ma'akvi. Shechita doesn't make a difference. So havdala doesn't make a difference. That's not a kasha. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. V'hamiyot simanim l'rabbanan. But what? Wait a minute. But there's a din that you can. You're allowed to have a miyot simanim. In other words, I can check robe of both simanim. A miyot I'm not going to check, and it's going to be fine. V'zulom ma'akvim b'shchita. That's fine by shchita. However, ma'akvim b'avdala. What kind of avdala is that? You didn't step. Maybe that's why Rashi threw this in over here. What kind of avdala is that? You didn't separate the head. Did you mekayim the mitzvah of shechita? Absolutely. You shed the 51% of each timon. The head's not severed. There's not havdala here. So the Gemara said, you're right. Ela'eva, change it around. Kol she yeshno b'shechita. Every time there's a mitzvah. In shechita, yeshno b'havdala. That same mitzvah is required in havdala. Kol she eino b'shechita, eino b'havdala. Okay? So that was the whole side of the issue. Abaya made a whole side issue. Rabbi said, don't make it more complicated. It's not all any different. Ella, you call him Kasha. The Kasha still remains. What's the Kasha? Look at Rashi. Top line. The Chimeita, Omed a Molek. You could do Malika to a dead animal. How'd that work? Now, the question could be a lot better than the answer. Here's the answer. Amar Rabbi, Ema, the only way to answer this question is, Ema, say it like this. Kain hu ose. Choteich Shedra. Here's what you do to do Malika. Choteich Shedra. You cut the Shedra of the bird. Dimafrekes. And the neck. Below Rov Basar. Without Rov Basar. What happens if it's without Rov Basar? It doesn't become an Avela. If it doesn't become an Avela, I can do the Malika. Now, what exactly this answer means, I don't know. What exactly do you do? What changed now from before? So Rava says, you must do Malika like this. And what did we do before that? So, I don't know, arguing is a question about Matthias. When you do the Malika and you break the neck beforehand, why do you break the neck beforehand? That's biology. The neck, the back of the neck, is protecting the simanim underneath it. Right? So it's going to happen that you're going to break the neck before you make the simanim. There's nothing about that. We did have a few days ago, Friday, that you should try to get the simanim behind the neck. I don't know what that means. So I'm not sure exactly what the answer is. The answer is, make sure you do the Malika in such a way where you avoid Ziri's issue. And therefore, you don't make it in the Bela, and therefore, it's not a problem. Exactly the biology behind it, I don't know. Correct. We're going to have a machlokes. Right. We had a machlokas, so we're going to have a machlokas. So either we had or we're going to have, if Malika has the same principle as Shechita with this back and forth issue. The machlokas about that. Some say no, some say yes. Again, I just don't know the biology of what's going on here. What's going on here? What's going on here? Somehow, right, somehow. How exactly, I don't know. Right. Correct. Okay. 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 All he did was say what I said in fancier words. Correct. So he said what Archibald said was exactly what I said was that somehow, I don't know how, somehow when you break the neck, you make sure that you don't try to cut any basar, because then you'll render it an avela. Then you have to get to the kana and veshet of the bird and do malika there. Okay. Right. I understand. Right, I understand. Okay. So fine. That's all good. Exactly. All right. What do we? What does it say in a nutshell? Okay. So, what happens is that somehow there's no buffer that's cut. Okay, very good. Not only that, Kitalik of Zera, when Zera came, Ashkechel Rav Ami, he found Rav Ami the Yatsit, the Kamalei LaHashmaitza, and he told Rav Ami the same verse. Amalei, the Chimesa Omer Amalek, told him the Iri's verse. That what? If you do Malik, you make something into an Avela. So he said, the Chimesa Omer Amalek, we can do Malik into a dead bird. So Ishtomem Kishal Chazam. So he was wondering for a minute, like, wait a minute, this is a good question, let me get out. Right, he was dumbstruck for a minute. Shomim couldn't talk, couldn't answer back. He was like bested for a minute. Then Amalei, no, Ema, this must be the answer. Kachaya Osa, here's what you do. Chotech Shedra, you cut the Shedra, Umar Frekes, below Rove Buster, without Rove Buster, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. Hananami Hachi, Ketad Malkin, Chatas Ha'of. How do you do Malika on a Chatas Ha'of? Chotech Shedra, Umar Frekes, you do Shedra, you cut the Shedra and the neck. Below Rav Basar, Ad Shemagia LaVeshet O LaKana, until you reach the Veshet or the Kana. Someone asked me yesterday, in a bird, and I guess in an animal also, but Malika is different, because Malika, you're looking at it from the back, for an animal, you're looking at it from the front. Which one do you touch first? Which one do you bump into first? Doc, which one do you bump into first? The what? From the back. The esophagus, the Veshet. So it says over here, Ad Shemagia LaVeshet O LaKana. What does that mean? Until you reach the Veshet or the Kana. What, you go around it? Like, what does that mean? Except when you bump into first, right? How does it mean? They're not next to each other. They're not side by side. They're behind each other. So how could this be possible? LaVeshet O LaKana? What, you go around the Veshet and come to the Kana? From an angle. Okay, from an angle. The answer, the point is, like that, we're just throwing out these words. We don't even know the biology. We're just throwing them out like we know it. But the point is, fine, you can do it sideways. Excellent. The point is, by a bird, you only need one simon. By an animal, you need rove two. By a bird, by a chassid, you only need rove one. By an ola, you need two. And then Rabbi said it's only because of a Havdalah issue. It's not really an ikra malika. It's not really an ikra malika. It ends up being the same bottom line, but it's a difference. Maybe the veila issue doesn't apply. Anyway, Asher Magia Leveshet Olakana. Magia Leveshet Olakana, when you reach the Veshet or the Kana, Chotech Simon Echad, you cut one simon, or Rubo, or majority of it. Rove Basar, Emo, and Rove Basar with it, that's not a problem because the Malik has already been done. Uba Ola, and by an Ola bird, Shnayim, two, O Rove Shnayim, or the majority of both. So, Mani, wait a minute. E Rabbanon, if it's the Rabbanon, who's the author of this Brisa? If it's the Rabbanon, Ha'amri Yishayim Dafa. He doesn't hold the rule of the Gula. He holds Yishayim Dafa. And E, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Ha'amri Rav Shnayim. He says Rav Shnayim. Right? So what's the kasha with that? So why do you have to say Shnayim or Rav Shnayim? Rav Shnayim's enough. So the Gemara says, Ebay say Eimba. You can change two answers to this question. You can change the Braisa, Eimba. Change it to say, Shnayim l'Rabbanon, Rov Shnayim l'Rabbalazar Rav Shimon. Change the Braisa and say that. Ebay say Eimba, or Ha Baha Rabbalazar Rav Shimon. Really, it's Rabbalazar Rav Shimon. Umay Shnayim. What did it mean when it said two? It meant Shadomen l'Shnayim. It's like two, meaning it's Rov, not Akasha. Okay. Next. Amr of Yehuda Mar Shmuel. It's a similar din that to Zeiri. Nishbara Mafreket. Let's say you do it wrong. So you break the neck. Barov Basar Ima. And Rov Basar. So what'd you do? You made a Nevela. What? A person. Correct. A person. I'm sorry. Nishbara Mafreket. Barov Basar Ima. If that happens to a person. Matame Ba'ohel. This Tumas Ohel. Why? Because the person's going to die. Even if he didn't die this split second, he's going to die. He's not a shape, he's going to die in 12 months. Halachically, he's already dead. Aye, maybe he's moving around. That's just a coin. That's just a quirk. He's dead already. He's in a Venezuela. Aye, the Im Tomar. When you didn't see Gemara, use the word of Im Tomar. Aye, the Im Tomar. Oh, so Mai said the Eli. But I put the Eli. Eli Akoe. And he was sitting on the chair, and they come and tell him. So what happened to him? Mafrekes. Below Rov Basar. His neck got severed without Rov Basar. So you see, it's possible for a neck to be severed without Rov Basar. Why do you make this blanket rule that my frekets for Rov Basar makes it a Bezela? So, yeah, I guess so. So the Gemara answers. Hi, Zik Lashiny. No, old people are different. Ailey was an old man. He was an old person. And an old person can become considered an Nevela even with Shavira set them alone, without the Rov Basar. The Ksiv, like it says, by he and it was, because he was Aron Elokim, when they told Ailey that the Aron of Hashem was captured and pushed him, by Yipol Malkis Yacharanis, he fell back on his chair, Ba'ad Yad Hashar, by the gate, but he Shaver Mafrakto, and his neck got broken, by Yamos, and he died. Because he was an old man. That's the answer for him. Because he was an old man. The answer is, that's why he died. That's why Rov Basar was not necessary, because he was already an old man. Amar of Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar of Yochanan, Kira'o Kidag. If a person gets cut like a fish, the way you cut fish, what does that mean? Metame, Ba'ohel. He becomes Tame, Tumas Ohel. What? Lengthwise. Amr of Shmuel by Yitzchak, that's only umigabo. From his back? But it's not from the belly? So you cut a person lengthwise? What's that? What's the Gemara talking about? How are you surviving this? Guys could cut sliced in half? Is that what's going on here? Uh-huh. It's bad, just as bad. So he's ready to consider the mace. Yeah. Amar Shmuel, look at the next one. Asa, this is talking about, Amar Shmuel, Asa Gistera, if you make a Gistera, this is to a behema. What is a Gistera? You cut it lengthwise also. Again, Nevela. That's an animal. You made it into a Nevela. What? Fine. Excellent. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Nital HaYerech, if you remove a Yerech, talking about a behema, from a behema, B'chalo Shalah Nicker, and the hole there, the missing limb there is very recognizable, Nevela. That's a Nevela also. Even though the animal's not dead, because it's considered a Nevela. Hechidami Chalo Shalah Nicker. What does that mean? Amar Rava, Kal Sheravuta Veneris Chaseira. If the animal's resting, it looks chaser. So the Chassam Sofer points out, you never say this by a human being, There are people in this world that don't have a leg. That considered the Beila. That's what Chasam Sofer says. Interesting. Chasam Sofer, he says that animals require all four legs more than humans require two. So an animal's missing one, the way it supports itself, I'm talking about a four-legged animal, an animal that walks on four legs, when it's missing one, it's like a mate. Fine. You have that by people also. And Chasam Sofer says, they're fine. They don't walk around. They can't walk around. They have to sit in a chair, but they don't die. I understand. Right. So why can't an animal live on three legs? Because I'm talking about that. Because they just can't. What? I'll read you the Chasam Sofer. Din ze einu el bibehema. Ah, however, Adam shenitel hayerech shalo, einu nevela, ve einu matame ba'ohel. Why? Lefisha Adam, einu nishan al yerecho kibehema. A person doesn't use his legs the way animals do. Biyachol lishka b'mitato. A person can go lie down on his bed with one leg. Animals can't. I don't know how it's something that does a horse that has two legs. I don't know. Horses have, by the way, they have two horses, they kill it. Can't live. Horses can't live on three legs. What about a dog? I don't know. Right? I don't know. And then he asks the question, what about a bird? Well, how long can it be about a bird? What if a bird is missing one of its legs? Same thing? The bird anyway doesn't become tummy, but oh hell, it's only become tummy to eat it. Maybe birds don't use their legs like animals do. Okay. Now, Tanan Hasab. We learned over there. Okay, one second. I meant to get the Mishnah. Okay. Tanan Hasab. We learned over there. Over where? In a holo. It says, Hutazuro Shehen, if their head gets cut off, right? Then, Apalpisha Mefarchasin, even though they're still scratching around, Tameyim, they're Tamey, Kizanav Halta Shemefarchet, just like the tail of a lizard, that when it gets cut off, it smashes around. Who are we talking about? Says Rashi. Hutazu Roshehen. Bishmona Shrutzim Kamairi. We're talking about Shrutzim. Beseder Tyrus. In Seder Tyrus. With that, in Ahalos, Parak Aleph Mishnevav. Look at Tosvos. Second Tosvos. Gabi Behem Chayim Va'of Mishnev Mesekhs Ahalos. We're talking about animals. Well, don't Gabi Shrutzim Kidafarish Bakun. That's not Shrutzim. What's Rashi talking about? Now, I'll read you the Mishnah. Tell me what Rashi's talking about. Adam Eina Matame Ad Shetei Nasho. Person is not tame till he dies. Vafilu meguyad, even if he was chopped up. Vafilu gosei, even if he's a gosei, meaning he's about to die. Zokek liibum upatim in aibum, Michael b'truma uposel b'truma. Vechein behema chaya eno metamin ad sheteisei nasha. Animals also don't become tame until they die. Put the zoo roshehen. If you cut off their head, afal pi shemabarchesin, even though they're thrashing around, tamein, they're still tamein. Why? Because the head's been chopped off. Kigon, zonav shelata, shemabarches. It's like the tail of a lizard that's thrashing around. It's a dead lizard. So it thrashes. That's a quirk in biology. Do you have any reason for that? Any reason why that's true? What? Any reason why that's true? You don't really have a reason. Maybe the nerves are still, someone with the nerves. Okay. So I want to ask somebody, someone with the nerves are not dead yet, the person's dead, but the nerves are not dead, so therefore, okay. Anyone? So it takes a few seconds for the nerves, okay, whatever it is. Anybody have any idea what Rashi's talking about? What on earth is Rashi talking about? Anything, right? By the way, Tulsa doesn't make a big deal about it. It's such a big deal. So not what's meant. The Gemara of Rashi has made up his own mission. Right? What possessed Rashi to say that? I don't know. Right? Right? The preparation mission. Rashi is the Shmona Shrotzim Kamairi. Like the left field. So, my Hutazu. What does it mean, Hutazu? So a Rish Lakish Amar Hutzu Mamish. Mamish, the head got cut off. But Asi Amar of Mani, Kavdalas Olas Ol. No, not so extreme. It could even be like the cutting off of an Olas Ol. Meaning what? Meaning it doesn't have to be Mamish separated from the body. Just Shemana was separated. It still could be connected somehow. Amar Leir of Yirmiya Leir of Asi, Kavdalas Olas Ol. The Rabbanon below Plugitu is that the Havdalah all to open the Rabbanon and there's no machlokes. Why? What do the Rabbanon hold? You have to cut off both simanim, and therefore they're not arguing on Rish Lakish. Odilma Kavdalah all to open the Rabbanon Reb Shimon Plugitu. Maybe it's the Havdalah of Rabbanon Reb Shimon Shita, which is means Dai Rov Simanim, right? And then it's arguing on Rish Lakish. Amalei. Kavdalas Olas Ha'ov, Lo Blazer Rav Shimon. No, it's like the way Rav Blazer Rav Shimon said, Upli Ginon, and there's Machlok, and there's an argument. It could the Amri others say, Rav Shimon ben Lakish Amar, Rav Shimon ben Lakish said, Putazu Mamish cut off, Rav Asi, Aramani, Kavdalas Olas Ha'ov, Blazer Rav Shimon, Rav Shnayim. And that fits with Rav Blazer Rav Shimon, because he meant to say Rav Shnayim. So it's, he could the Amri. Now, my Rabbanon, Umay Rav Blazer Rav Shimon, where did this Rabbanon come from? And where did the blood of the Shimon come from? Where did they come from? They came from right here. Bitanya. The Bryce says, it says in the Torah like this. It says in the Torah that by a carbon oliviore, you have to bring two carbonos. No, take that back. A carbon oliviore, either a guy was tume, and he went to the Beit HaMikdash, or he ate kutchin, or he swore falsely, whatever he brings a carbon oliviore for. So if you're wealthy, you bring what? You bring one animal. What do you bring an animal for? Chatos. What if you're poor? You bring two birds. Why do you bring two birds? One's a chatos, and one's an ola. Right? Why do you bring two birds? So forget the question why you bring two birds. What do you bring? You bring a chatos, and you bring an ola. And the Torah says, the et hasheni, and the second bird, the ola, yeah. I was talking about ola, chatos, ola. What are we talking about? We're talking about this. That's Hasheni, and the second bird, Yasa Ola Kamishpat. The second bird, the Ola, do the Mishpat. What's the Mishpat? We don't know. So the Gemara says, Kimishpat Chatos Behema. Do the Ola to O the way you would do a Chatos Behema. Which means, the Ola to O, what does that mean? The Ola to O has the din of a chatos behema. Right, by the way, the Ebenezer said something over here. So amazing. The Ebenezer says, you know what? Why do you bring two birds? If you're poor, why do you bring two birds? Why don't you bring a chatos ho? You're rich, you bring a behema. And if you're poor, you bring a chatos. And if you're very poor, you bring flour. Why do you bring... person has time to be poor. Why'd you make me poor? Unbelievable Ebenezer. So uncharacteristic Ebenezer. Ebenezer uses to say things like that. He just says, shut them, that just based on shot, and doesn't say muscle like that. Right? You have, why you have to bring another car? You have to bring another bird for that. To bring two birds. So that says to Gemara, the Ola to O has the din of the Chatas Behema. Right? Ata Omer Kimish Bar Chatas Behema. You said it has the din of a Chatas Behema. O Eno Ella Kimish Bar Chatas O. Maybe that's the din of a Chatas O. Which is what? Just like a Chatas O. It's Aser B'Havdalah, and you only do one Simin, Malika, so too. And Ola to Ov should require no Havdalah, and it should require one Simin. And by the way, that makes much more sense. It makes so much more sense to compare the Ola to Ov to the Chatas to Ov, rather than compare the Ola to Ov to the Behemoth to Ov. To the Behemoth, Chatas Behemoth. Right? Kishu Omer, you know what? You're right. However, Kishu Omer, Big Revo, since it says Vikrivo, which is a Lashon Yachid, and it doesn't say Vikriv, Cholak HaKasav Ben Chatas Ha'ov L'Ola Ha'ov. Obviously, the Torah wants it to be different. Now, Umani Mekayid Kemishpat. So what does it mean, Kemishpat? Kemishpat Chatas Behema. Okay? Now, Ma Chatas Behema. Just like a Chatas Behema. Eino Ba'a Ela Min HaChulin. A Chatas Behema can only be brought from Chulin. Can't bring a chatas for Maitre Sheni money. Right? ubayom, and it can only be brought by day, and ubiyado hayimanit, and it can only be brought with your right hand. Ah, olas ha'ov. So too an olas ha'ov. Ein ova element achulin. It can only be brought from chulin. Ubiyom, and by day, ubiyado hayimanit, and with your right hand. Okay? Look at Rashi. We have time. Look at Rashi, the last white line on Rashi. Biyado hayimanit. She'ein avdotha kisheiris elaviyamin. That's old news. Right? Everything has to be done with the right hand. That's old news. The chziv ba v'laka chakoen v'idam achatas be'etzva'o. V'karimolam be'menachas v'perakama kol makam shenem be'etzva v'kohuna ena elaviyamin. It's funny that Rashi quotes menachas on daf yud when it's going to be tomorrow's daf. That's a very, very funny thing Rashi does say. But anyway, okay. Now, the ikasha, have a kasha. Lama leila haitana. L'meim arkemish v'chatas behema. Why do you tell me that the word mishpat is used to compare in olas ha'ov to a chatas behema? Right, the Torah was very vague. The Torah said, olas ha'ov, do it ka mishpat. What does that mean? So we said, means, so you do a chatas behema, which is going to mean what? It's going to mean rovah, tooth and mouth. But like every animal. Lukme, a chatas ha'ov. To tell us, minay, rather learn it out from a chatas ha'ov, v'leleif v'hamilsa. Ma chatas ha'ov, menachulin. What about chatas ha'ov? In other words, why do I need behemas, chatas behema, teach me these dinim? That what? That you can't use for chulin. What about a chatas ha'ov? Can you use chatas ha'ov for chulin? Of course not. The kulinami is nuba. They all the same dinim about that. B'chalot te hakrivu, l'milsa atu de ka'omar, chaluka ola mechatas l'din havdala. The only thing I need the chatas for, the only, you hear Rashi's chatas? The only, what do I need chatas behema for? One thing. What's the one thing? Two simanim. Right? Two simanim. What about all these other dinim? Where the money's coming from, yad yamin. That applies to the chatas ha'ov as well. Lach pirchi. That's not a kasha. The chatas ha'ov, lo ktivi b'chulin behedya. Chatas ha'ov never says it anywhere that it has to be from chulin. Ela ki behema, ela bi behema ktiv, kizil kaman. Ubehekish yalfa mid ikri chatas, it's a hekish, the davar halam behekish, ain't a chazo lam behekish bekacha. If you have a hekish, you can't learn a second hekish. Now, how do you know that a chatas ha'ov can't be used in my tashani money? How do you know that? The hekish. How do I know by olos ha'ov? Well, what is that? Chatas ha'ov? Can't do that. Therefore, I need the pasuk of mishpat to teach me. Just like by a behema. It can't be for my tashani money, has to be chulin, so too, olas ha'ov. Okay? Now, imala halan v'rov shnayim, askan v'rov shnayim. If, then why is an olas ha'ov require anything other than rov shnayim? Right, what do we say about an olas ha'ov? It has to be yavdil. More than rov shnayim. Talmud lomar, you know why? Because it says, umalak, it says, umalak es rosho, v'hiktir ha-mizbecha. Right? Ma haktara. Just like by the haktara. Harosh ba'atmo. Ba'guf ba'atmo. Why is that rosh ba'guf ba'atmo? Af malika, harosh ba'atmo, ba'guf ba'atmo. Right? So, now, the Gemara proves, Rashi explains, that the Gemara proves that the malika, that the haktara of the bird is done in two stages. The rosh by itself, and the body by itself. So how's that possible? It's only possible if it's separated. Right? What? Right. Now the Gemara is saying, if you're comparing the rules of olas ha'ov, you're learning them out from behema don't have to separate the head. You don't have to. Because you're right. By behema you don't have to. But here, it's a different pasuk. That is the malach behitzir. And the Gemara Rashi says that it says Victor twice, so it's two separate haktaras, two separate birds, the body separately, the head separately. So what do you see? That there's a din of Havdalah. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, you got that, Mike? A little puzzle. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Kemishpat, a separate Kemishpat. Kemishpat Chata Sa'ov. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, I learn Ola Sa'ov from Chata Sa'ov. Ma Chata Sa'ov, Mimul Oref, just like a Chata Sa'ov is behind the neck. Ah, olas ha'ov, mimul oref. So to the olas ha'ov is behind the neck. E mala halon. Aye. What about bechatas ha'ov? Molek, the ain't a mavdil. Bachatas of is only Malik on one simon, and you don't separate the head. Af Khan, so too by Olasa of Molek, Deinam Abdil, Basimon Echot. Talmud Lama, Vik Rivo. No, that's why the Torah said Vik Rivo in singular. To teach me the fact that Olasa of is different. At the end of the day, nobody argues on the halacha. They only argue on the limudim. Nobody argues on the halacha. Everybody agrees that the halacha is. Right, what do they argue on? The limudim. How do you get there? Is it from b'mishpah to b'krivo, or from b'krivo to b'mishpah? Right? Right? Okay, very good. Should we stop here? Oh, yeah, we'll stop here. Because now we're going to get to a third shita of Elazar ben Shimon. That's going to take us all the way down to the middle of Amud Aleph. Then there's a few more limudim, and then we're going to get to the next Mishnah, which is a whole new topic. So we'll stop here. It's a few minutes early, but we'll stop here because it's a good place to stop, and we will resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.